welcome to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, the podcast that is weird, but helpful.
Just like it's helpful.
Us in real life. I'm Carrie Jones. I'm an internationally best-selling novelist and reporter, and now a podcaster. And with me, as always, is my husband, Sean Kelly Farrar. What are you, Shawnee?
A man with three names, apparently.
And that means you're going to be a murderer soon, probably.
Oh, that's right.
But every podcast, we do a random thought, and then we give you a little life help. Maybe.
Usually based on a dog's advice.
And then a dog tip, right. And it's all meant to be good happiness, man.
Just fun.
So chill back, relax, and maybe you'll learn something.
Or maybe you'll laugh.
Or maybe even both.
Always true, but not always.
Oh man,
that's not all so dogs mean. Are smart. Enough.
I think all dogs are smart.
You do?
No.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I guess I'm wrong. Yeah, I'm wrong about a lot of things.
No, you're not.
I think I kind of am. I mean, anyways,
some things you just want to believe.
I do. I want to believe that someone is smart out there, and if it's dogs, so be it. Let it be dogs. But would it be fair if they were smart and so cute? No.
Well, most of them are fairly intelligent.
I know.
But some of them are kind of stupid too.
Just like people.
That's right.
All right. Yeah, mm-hmm. Man. So, hi.
Hey.
There is a news article about Vienna nudists. And apparently, there's a bunch of nudists in Austria, right?
Yeah.
And they're very upset. Because they like to go hang out at a nudie beach, right?
Yes.
Nudie beach is the official term.
That's the official term for clothing optional beach.
Thank you.
That's right.
This podcast, Sean is going to be the PC one.
Oh, I got that.
Anyways, at the nudie clothing optional beach, right?
Yeah.
In Vienna on the northern edge. They want to, not the nudists, but other people want to make cable cars that go over that area, right?
Yeah.
For a tiny bit. Like, it's like a tiny bit on the whole route, but the nudists are not into that because they're worried that people with like cameras are going to be able to like take photos of them on the nudie beach, and then they're going to be on like Pornhub or something.
Pornhub?
Isn't that a porny thing?
I don't know.
All right. Well,
I think it is.
They'll be on an explicit website is what they're worried about, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, like, the plan is for 115 gondolas with panoramic windows to see a breathtaking view across Vienna, according to the promo.
Yeah, it'd be breathtaking, all right? Some of those views would be take your breath
away.
Permanently away, really.
When I was a kid, the very first time I went to France and Europe and Spain was with a school trip that I saved up my money for really hard and worked really hard for, right?
What's the story?
And the story is your husband should be patient with your story when it's a podcast that's not just for your husband, but for other
people. That is only for my entertainment.
Anyways, thanks, husband.
I'm just kidding.
Way to shut me down.
No, I wasn't trying to shut you down.
You kind of did, babe, because you were impatient with my story.
No, I wasn't.
Now my heart hurts. Anyways, at this place... See, I can't even do my story now.
Yes, you can.
Oh, man.
Just think about it this way. If you were editing somebody's book, you would have been like...
No, I would have been like, we need a little setup.
Scratch.
No, I would have been like, we need a little setup or else we can't care about this story. And so I went to... My life's ambition bucket list was to go to Europe. And we were so poor, I knew I was never going to get to do it. I had to... raise all this money for myself. I had no money for food. I had no money for anything. But damn it, I was going to Europe, right? And I had no money for food in Europe. But I got there, and for the very first time, I saw a lot of boobies.
Why?
Including our French teachers. Because we ended up going
How did you see your French teachers?
Because we went to a topless beach and she whisked. She took off her bikini top.
Man, that shit wouldn't fly now.
I know.
God, she would have got fired.
So fired so fast. Before she even got
back to the States.
So fired so fast. Yeah.
Some kid would have taken, those would have ended up on, hey, look at my teacher's titties.
It was like, we were really like, everyone was like, she's cool. And the other people were like, is that what my boobies are going to look like?
You weren't toting around cell phones and stuff back then.
It was also the first time I heard like grown up women like fart. What was that, Chip?
Why?
Because nobody farted out loud in my house. Like, you did not.
So where did you encounter farting? Are there a lot of farting women in Europe?
No, it was just like...
Is it like old men in the grocery store? They just walk around and let them rip?
No, it was that same French teacher.
Oh, it was?
She was very free with her herself.
Was she actually French?
No.
I don't know.
No, but she really was into the whole French thing, I guess, because she was a French teacher, right?
Yeah.
But there's been a lot of discussion in the last few months about fart noises, because there's a TV talk show that most people in America know about called The View, and it's a bunch of ladies who are smart, and they're smart. They have professionals, like they've been reporters or whatever. I don't know. I don't watch The View, so I'm not very good at explaining it. I don't either. Anyways, but apparently there's this noise that keeps happening on The View, and it sounds just like expelling gas out your rectum, right?
Oh, it's more than just one time?
Yeah, but really? a really big one was in junior.
Really?
And like they have like a thing of it, you know, like
it's a video.
A video, yeah, of it exactly when it happens, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. And like it's just so funny because like nobody would say it was them. And it's like, right? But it turns out that it's their coffee mugs going across, things going across their desk. So now they all have coasters underneath their coffee mugs. Because it became such a thing.
Were they making condensation and making a seal to the...
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
That's funny.
I know.
Although not nearly as funny as a bunch of women sitting around ripping farts and talking about the subject of the day.
I kind
of
wish that was what really was happening. You know what I mean?
Like, I do too.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I know. I was really into it. So, sadly, that was not...
Oh, man. What a letdown.
They're more proper than that, man. They're more proper. But this episode, as soon as we get into it, is actually don't let your farts or your ego get in your way.
Really?
Yeah, and you know what? The View worked through it.
Well, if that's the thing, people don't often equate egos with farts. But man, if you let a really powerful one rip, you should take credit for it.
I was thinking that the people that I know who have really big egos either are like, I shall just fart all the time, or they say things in bed like, oh baby, you can't smell it, my fart don't stink, or
oh, who are you talking about?
I don't know who it could be either. Or
you want to talk about farts in bed? Or
they pretend that they never fart at all.
That's not me. You know that.
I know.
I cannot pretend I don't fart.
There is no hope for that.
Although I haven't farted in a while.
I feel like you probably should have told me about this before we got married.
What?
The amount of farting.
Oh, okay. Well, you should have told me about the... Give me that look.
There's nothing to tell about me because I'm perfect.
Oh, I believe that.
Yeah.
If you let your dog get in something bad, then they're just ripping those nasty Dog farts. Like, we have to put up with every once in a while at night.
There's, like, an ancient interview where Jennifer Lawrence, the actress, is subbing for someone like Jimmy Kimmel or somebody like that on Late Night. And she's interviewing Kim Kardashian. And she is like, so do you and Kanye fart in front of each other? And, like, Kim Kardashian is like, I don't fart. And that is an example of people pretending that they don't
do bodily things. Have normal bodily functions.
Yeah, man, you know, like...
Well, I have a comment about that, but I can't say it. It's kind of mean, so...
Alright. So, there's this thought that's kind of mean in Sean's head that now we're all wondering what it is, but is he going to tell us? No?
Well, it's just...
Is it about a body part?
Her butt.
Yeah, all right. Don't share whatever that is, because I'm sure it's degrading and sexist. Okay, so...
It's not sexist. It can apply to any gender.
All right. Anyway, so... farts and egos, you don't normally, like, think of them together, right? But we've already...
Only the best of us do.
Right, like Shawnee. Shawnee of no ego. Shawnee the self-proclaimed only the best of us. Who just thought of it.
I never said I don't have an ego.
Anyways, if you fart too much, bad things are probably going to happen around you. And eventually to you, right?
Like what? Well, you'll lose your friends?
You might lose your friends. You might lose your wife. You might...
Accidentally shart.
You might accidentally shart. You might catch a house on fire, right? Like, you just don't want too much farts. Usually.
How are you going to catch your ass on fire?
Well, all those fumes. Then you light a candle to kind of cover up the smell of all the fumes. And then the fumes ignite. It happens in cartoons. Anyways. Oh, I made him cough laugh. Anyway, so egos are kind of like that. And there's like a lot of talk in Stoicism, particularly, about egos and how even when you're trying to practice being cool and chill and humble and kind, like the Laurie McKenna / Tim McGraw song.
I was just gonna say that sounds like a song.
It is, it's a country song. You want me to sing it? No.
Go ahead.
No, I can't. Anyways, so the
I want you to fart it out,
baby. I definitely can't do that because I haven't had any beans. But the point that I was trying to make is that, like, if you, even if your quest is to be cool and chill and humble, you can lose that, man. You can go right off it.
Yeah, of course.
The Daily Stoic had this daily post today in their email.
Yeah.
And it was basically, they talked about the story of Seneca, one of the greatest Stoic thinkers, right? But they were this great Stoic thinker, and at the end of their time, they were stuck with one of the most horrible emperors in the world, right?
Yeah.
And so when that happened, Seneca kind of lost who they were, really? I guess, or who they wanted to be originally.
Yeah, well, that can happen.
And instead, like a bad fart, his ambition and his drive, like, and his quest for more privilege and more power, like, kind of moved him into a place where eventually he died, right? So, like, and Oscar Wilde is another example they show of that. Like, they quote Oscar Wilde, who wrote, "Nobody great or small can be ruined except by his own hand," right?
Uh-huh.
And, like, that's a very Stoic belief as well. Like, it's our own ego and how we react to the stimuli of the world that gets us happy or gets us sad, that can ruin us or can help us or ruin the world around us or our own world, right? But, you know, and the Daily Stoic calls him out too, because Oscar Wilde was quite the hedonist, right? And he got really cranky and he was kind of, and he admitted it later. Like, he said, "I ceased to be the lord over myself," right? "I was no longer the captain of my soul," right?
Yes.
And that's so interesting to me because, like, how do you stay the captain of your own soul? And how do you, like, not give in to your ego? I mean, we see that all the time on a not Seneca and Oscar Wilde level, but on a local level.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like someone who'll be like, I'm the member of this organization. I won this award, but they are only nominated and they're not really. And they're like, I have so much influence. And like, you're like, dude, you're a blogger.
Right.
Like, or somebody else who'll be like, they have success on a political front and then they might, that might go to their head, you know, like.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
I'm not going to like say any town council members or planning board members, but you can sometimes see a shift in how people react and interact with other people who have been their neighbors and contemporaries for their whole life. And then they get appointed or elected to a board and suddenly they're
all important,
all about the ego, right? Yeah. Like, and you know, I don't know about in your family, but in my family, it was often pushed the other way. Like, you wanted to be humble and kind. You are meant to be humble and kind. And if you weren't, somebody's going to pull you down, like, to back to humble and kind in a way that was almost maybe a detriment. Because, I mean, it was helpful because it made you a better person, probably. But, like, for me, I feel like I don't have as much self-confidence because a good part of my family was like, you're boasting. Like, if you're like, I got an A on my thing, and they'd be like, whatever, school doesn't matter, you're boasting.
Really?
Well, not my mom or my dad, but other people in my family definitely did. And they'd be like, school smarts doesn't mean anything.
They should let you celebrate your successes anyways, no matter what they are or how small.
It was very hard for my little fourth grade self. But anyways, it truly did. It that part of the family, like, continued that forever. Whereas another part of the family, thankfully, was very, like, education is important. You want to learn how to think.
Right.
But how about you?
How about me what?
My original question was, did your family, like, were they about ego?
My family wasn't Stoics.
Well, no. But were they about...
They weren't about ego, no.
No?
No, but then they sure as heck wouldn't... But they didn't make that correlation either of if you... If you were proud of something, doesn't mean you're boasting about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's totally okay to be proud of your accomplishments. But just remember not... Well, I heard a lot of don't let it go to your head.
Yeah.
Type of things. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which is a fair statement. Because it's totally cool and it's healthy to be proud of your accomplishments.
It is, but I think
let it go to your head.
Yeah, and I think that's what it's about. Like, it's about the balance, right? Like, there's this Psychology Today article by Jeremy E. Sherman, PhD, MPP.
What's an MPP?
I don't know, but it sounds kind of egotistical. I'm kidding. I was kidding. Yay for you, Jeremy, and all your doctorate degrees and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But...
Maybe that's master of parapsychology or something.
Maybe it's the master of poopy pants.
He's a master ghost hunter.
What about master poopy pants? That would go with our fart theme.
Yeah, it would. Master poopy pants.
So anyways, the point is that on Psychology Today, it says that egos can get in the way.
Of course they can. They can get in the way of everything.
Just like a cell phone. And it says, quote, it's not all about us. And when people act like it is, it makes them dumber. You can't even have a conversation with them without making bids subtle and unsubtle for ego attention, name dropping, tooting their horns, pretending that everything is a prop and everyone is a bit player in their personal epic drama.
Yeah, we're kind of almost sort of familiar with that.
Yeah. I see that happen a lot, and it's almost always when people are insecure.
Right.
But it comes off, that insecurity comes off as egotism. Being
super self-centered. Yeah. Can't even carry on a conversation with them.
Yeah.
They want to keep bringing it back to themselves.
Always. Or they name drop.
Yeah.
My friend, Sean Farrar.
That wouldn't be much of a drop right
now. You know my friend. My friend. My friend. My friend.
Oh, well, we do know a lot of people that call everybody their friend.
Which is always really funny.
You can't just know somebody. They gotta be your friend. Or your best friend.
Yeah, which is kind of sweet, honestly.
Not really.
Okay, anyways, but, like, the whole point is that your ego can get in the way. Not just in the way of like Seneca and Wilde, where like you want more and more and more attention and more and more and more ambition and more and more and more glory, which is kind of something that the influencer culture and social media and the dopamine hits we get from a like, you know?
Yeah.
Or share. Woo, yeah. Like that kind of feeds into it, right?
Yeah.
Like, and that's kind of scary to me because it's,
well, it's scary in the social media aspect, but it's scary in real life too.
Well, it's all about that craving.
I know, but
that craving of attention, right?
Everybody needs attention, that's for sure.
But do we need attention or do we need connection?
Oh, well. Both,
yeah,
both.
No, because I know a lot of people who have a million likes and a million followers, and they're pretty bitter and lonely people.
Oh, yeah.
And they feel very lost and depressed. And yeah. I think that, yeah, that connection is a vital piece that doesn't always happen on social media. And the other really interesting thing that this guy says.
Yes.
Is what?
Nothing.
Is that fragile egos can make us dumb. And he writes, some people feel so entitled to ego glory that there's just no talking to them.
I was telling you.
Yeah. Raise any challenge to their fragile egos and they circle their wagon and declare war. And that's a problem. And having a fragile, bloated ego will stunt your growth. And I can see that too, right? Like,
yes.
You can see it in big picture politics. You can see it in families. You can see it in local politics where some, if you disagree with somebody, even if it's in a nice way, it's the end of the damn world.
You can just see it with regular people too. Like,
yeah.
You know, sometimes we'll go to events and people are like, being just trying to be all pretentious and how they speak and stuff.
The
best way to deal with them is just introduce yourself and ask them if they'd like a Bud Light.
Oh my god. Now that has a whole bunch of other implications.
Oh,
all over the place, Bud Light.
Yeah, whatever.
What's the cheapest beer?
Oh, I don't know. I don't buy beer enough.
What's Pabst?
Pabst is probably still pretty cheap.
All right, so we'd offer him Pabst. And anyways, the big thing is like, in this guy's post, is that ego is a bigger problem for humans. Humans have a language which exposes us to way too many threats to our egos and affords us way too many ways for our egos to pep talk their way to an elevated status. Those people far away in your past, future, or elsewhere who wouldn't think you're all that, non-human organisms don't have to contend with such sources of anxiety, nor would they have pep talk means to which to sweep them under the carpet with, well, they're just wrong, evil egotists who don't know my true exalted worth. And he says that humans can rationalize delusions of grandeur like no other.
Well, of course we can.
And I just thought that was really interesting. You see that a lot in celebrities, and then everybody starts, you know, slashing away at the poor things once they've hit that point, you know?
Well, the problem with that is it could be their fault or not.
I don't think it's about fault.
Not every... Yeah, sometimes you bring shit down upon yourself.
Oh, yeah.
But when you're a celebrity... Not all celebrities like the limelight or want to be in it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like... Well, you know, I'm assuming that's still true.
Yeah.
It's gotta be.
And I think part of, like, so, to me, like, when you think of it in a stoicism way, like, you're thinking of it, like, you're no longer the captain of your soul. Give away to ego when you give away to, like, the things of comfort and culture, right? Like, hedonism and all that kind of stuff. And when you think about it in this other guy's point of view, it's more like, you know, you're just all in and about you, but not, it doesn't necessarily have to have that hedonistic aspect in the Psychology Today article. You know what I mean?
I do.
And so the Daily Stoic says, and I think this is interesting, that Seneca said, we must always be under our own power, even as we walk the halls of power or chase success. You know, and that we must be the captain of our souls, even if we are a captain of industry. We cannot waste the gifts we've been given, and we cannot give ourselves over to superficial pleasures or honors. Which is really interesting.
That's a pretty tight rope.
Are you serious? All right, here. Take a Chamber of Commerce meeting, right? And it's an awards. It's an award thing. Everybody has to say a little thing.
Yeah.
There are some people, like Jeremy Dowdy, whose last name I just messed up, the Bar Harbor Inn guy, right?
Yeah.
His entire speech was praising everybody else.
Right.
And saying he didn't really deserve the speech, right?
Right.
Which was for being heroic, honestly.
Right.
He, like, did a hero thing. And then somebody else's speech
was all about themselves.
All about themselves.
Oh, I know that.
And, like,
that's
I think,
not what I'm talking about.
Okay, what are you talking about,
I was talking
though?
About his being so harsh. If you go back to that thing so I can see it again, it would really help me out.
That one
right there, yeah.
Yeah.
We cannot give ourselves over to superficial pleasures. But you should, sometimes.
You're about the balance, aren't you, man?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am. Because not everybody wants to be a monk.
Well, do you think that that's a superficial pleasure? Like, what is a superficial pleasure? Well, you have to define superficial.
For yourself, I guess.
Yeah.
Because some people's might be way off the charts.
Like, if you have...
partying and... You know what I mean?
If you have one Pabst Blue Ribbon, you're like, that's not the end of the
world. Hey, if that's a pleasurable evening to you, then great. If a coke-fueled sex party is a superficial pleasure, then you may not want to... You might want to save that just for the weekends.
And you may want to, you know, keep that kind of on the down low if you're running for school board or something. But yeah, like... Or maybe not. Depends on where you live.
Yeah. I don't know. You live out in L.A.
Oh, no. I think that part of the reason that the Stoics have such an issue with this is just because they believe so hard, so much, that you never give up your own power
right
to other people. And I think that maybe when they're thinking of things like a Bud Light or a coke-filled rager at a sex party, you're kind of giving up your rationale, like your brain, over to that experience versus having control over your own brain, right?
Right.
And they were very against other people having control of them, I think the philosophy is. And, you know, we're still learning about it, so I could be totally screwing it up. But
right.
And when you have those superficial, shallow wants and your ego goes grasping after those, your ego becomes something that controls you versus you controlling it. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Let me pull out the pipe. I'll put away the Pabst Blue Ribbon right now.
I decided it should be a natty daddy. Like a 23
I don't know what that is. I know what that
is. We saw one on the side of the road recently. It's a big blue can.
Man. Yeah.
Yeah, like, you gotta really think fast when it gets warm. Especially if you're going south.
That's true. Shall we do that?
Now?
Well, in a second.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Gold tip for life. Sparty had a pretty good tip today.
I love him.
A little bit abstract, but it was pretty good. He said sometimes you just gotta relax, man. Like, be willing to flop down in the grass. It's all about being your better self. Sometimes it's just about being alive and farting when you need to. Just like the old man in the grocery store line.
Oh my God. Is that you? Are you the old man?
Not yet.
Are you the old man in the grocery?
I don't have the balls for that yet.
But you do have the rectum for it.
Someday I will be that. I'm going to wait. My old man fart. I'm going to wait until there's like a kid behind me.
Yeah.
In the line. Like a kid, a young kid. Maybe with his mom or something. I'm just going to let one rip.
Oh my gosh.
And then I'll turn around and look and look. And I'll be like, was that you? And they'll be like probably laughing and gagging because they'll be right at my butt level.
Oh, that's so wrong. You know what my dad said? Was that you or your mom?
I'm
sorry. That's so mean. Oh, my word. When I was a little kid, my dad, never around my mother because they were divorced, used to say, rectum down near killed him. I don't know why.
Because this is stupid. Do I need to explain that to you?
All I know is his bum bone.
His rectum?
Yeah.
Damn near.
Yeah. Killed him. But I don't know why the rectum damn near killed him.
Well, this is a stupid saying.
I still don't. It's a big mystery of the earth.
This is one of those, we're like up here in Maine, in this area in particular, you know. Banger. I don't even know her.
I've never heard that either.
Are you kidding me?
I've never heard that.
For Bangor?
The town of Bangor? No, I've never heard that.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
You don't get out of that.
How are we even married? How do you know these things when I don't?
Oh, I don't know. Hmm. I lead a more worldly life. Or I led it. Or I led it. All right, baby, give us a shout out.
Hey, the music we've clipped and shortened in this podcast is awesome and is made available through the Creative Commons license. Who's that artist and what's that song?
I don't know, man.
You do, do you know?
I do. We've been saying it. It's Summer Spleef by Broke for Free.
And we have extra content all about living happy on the livinghappy.substack.com blog, and it's pretty awesome. And we also have a writing tips podcast called Write Better Now.
They're both awesome.
But our brand new
amazing creepy podcast is Dude No. It's like that. You gotta say it like that.
He does say it like that. It's true crime with an occasional foray into the paranormal and the macabre, and it's awesome. And finally, we have a podcast,
Loving the Strange,
which we stream live
on Carrie's Facebook and Twitter and YouTube on Fridays, but every other Friday.
Every other Friday now, because we're lazy.
So be sure to check her Facebook and Twitter for the dates when we are going to be podcasting live and making fools of ourselves.
Live.
We're going to do a Hot Wings challenge real soon.
Oh, dear God.
And that's always a good one.
Anyways, all my Twitter handles and Facebook handles and blah, blah, blah. It's either Carrie Jones Books or Carrie Jones Book. Carrie with a C-A-R-R-I-E. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Yeah, thank you so much. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share.
And be kind. Be kind to us old people.
Oh, yeah, we can.